Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Sick of face serums that promise the world and deliver nothing? Meet Power Trip by Verify Skincare. Say goodbye to dullness, blackheads, and fine lines. This biotech-powered serum with lactic acid, fruit AHAs, and phytospherics doesn't just exfoliate. It hydrates, smooths, and visibly transforms your skin. Because when it comes to skincare, results speak louder than hype. Try Power Trip today. Visit us online at verifyskincare.com and enjoy free gifts with purchase. Verify Skincare. Clean, proven, and unapologetically effective.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's been said that the truth is often stranger than fiction. And in the courtroom today, that reality hit like a gavel slamming on a table. What happens when a case shrouded in 7 years of mystery, loss, and whispered theories finally reaches its climax in court when one man's fate, and possibly the truth, comes into sharp focus under relentless cross-examinations and startling revelations? Today, as Richard Allen's trial unfolds, we begin with something chilling: his own Google search history. A digital breadcrumb trail laid out over months, even years, weaving between mundane searches and those that make you question what could be running through a person's mind. The prosecution's final exhibit was a trove of searches, and if you believe in the notion that what a person looks up in the dead of night reveals who they are, then brace yourself, because these searches were anything but ordinary. In October 2022, less than 2 weeks before he found himself on law enforcement's radar, Allen sat down, phone in hand, and looked up 65-plus best kidnapping and hostage movies ever made. Not your average movie night curiosity. Moments later, more searches came, spiraling into phrases like "man held hostage by teen" and "movie about a man being held against his will." Harmless entertainment or twisted fascination? What's clear is the pattern: a dark, unrelenting interest, intensifying as the clock ticked closer to his confrontation with investigators. And just 4 days after Allen was questioned about the brutal murders of Abby Williams and Libby German, he searched for updates on the case he was now a part of. How does a man accused of such heinous crimes keep up with the news of his own supposed deeds? We don't know, but the evidence doesn't stop there. In 2020, he looked up plans to rebuild the very Monenheim Bridge where Abby and Libby were last seen alive. By 2022, his search history referenced the Delphi murders 11 times. Once he even searched, "Should I die now?" Psychological question: is this guilt, fear, or something far more sinister lurking in the shadows of a fractured mind? And speaking of fractured minds, what unfolded next was a harrowing account from Dr. Deanna Dwenger, a psychologist who testified to the effects of prolonged isolation. When Allen arrived at Westville Correctional Facility, he wasn't yet a man broken by confinement, but something shifted as days stretched into weeks and weeks into months. By the spring of 2023, Allen was diagnosed as seriously mentally ill, and his behavior, erratic, doesn't even begin to cover it. He flushed a Bible down the toilet and, in a moment that speaks volumes about the state of his psyche, consumed his own feces. a man unraveling at the seams with confessions made while battling the walls of his own mind. The defense latched onto this, arguing that Allen's time in solitary, his lack of privacy, and the constant threats from other inmates were enough to drive any person to madness. But was it madness that drove Allen to confess, or something closer to the unmasking of a guilty conscience? The state doesn't buy the insanity defense. They've presented an expert who believes Allen was faking it. His story, they argue, had too much order, too much coherence to be the ramblings of a genuinely psychotic mind. The defense, undeterred, pressed on to find cracks in the investigation itself. Former Delphi Police Chief Steve Mullen became their focal point, and it was here that the courtroom felt the sharp edges of tension. Baldwin, the defense attorney, unleashed a relentless attack on Mullen's credibility, bringing to light what could be described as a catastrophic blunder. Dozens of lost audio recordings from crucial interviews conducted back in 2017. Imagine the weight of that. Dozens of voices, stories, memories that investigators captured but are now nothing more than whispers in the void. Gone. Mullen, under heated questioning, admitted to the blunder but claimed that any vital witnesses had likely been re-interviewed. How many? He couldn't remember. The defense pounced, painting a picture of an investigation plagued with mistakes, raising questions about who might have slipped through the cracks of those lost recordings. They brought up Brad Weber, a local man with a white van, a detail that Richard Allen mentioned in a prison confession, stating he was spooked by the vehicle before allegedly dragging Abby and Libby into the woods. Yet Mullen couldn't recall why Weber was never seriously pursued, leaving the jury to wonder whether Allen's confessed fear of that van might have been rooted in something other than delusion. But nothing stoked the flames of courtroom drama quite like former Sheriff Tobe Leasonby's testimony. In August 2023, 10 months after Allen's arrest, Leasonby told the defense he believed more than one person was involved in the murders. He wasn't alone. Another lead investigator thought the same. Yet now, on the stand, Leasonby had changed his tune. He said that new evidence convinced him Allen acted alone. But isn't it curious how easily belief bends when the pressure builds? And then came the ruling from Judge Francis Gull, a ruling that slammed the doors shut on one of the defense's most dramatic theories, the idea that Abby and Libby were killed as part of an Odinist ritual sacrifice. The defense, grasping for a lifeline, argued that the state's testimony had opened the door for them to present this evidence. But Judge Gull wasn't swayed. Without a clear, undeniable link between this theory and the crime, she ruled it inadmissible. What does that mean for Allen's defense? It means they're fighting uphill with fewer weapons than they anticipated. Witness after witness took the stand. Bradley Heath, a 70-year-old man, described seeing an older model vehicle parked near the crime scene, a car that looked so out of place it reminded him of something from a Tommy Lee Jones film. David McCain, a regular on the Monon High Bridge Trail, recalled his surprise at seeing so many cars the afternoon of February 13, 2017, when the search for Abby and Libby began. And Daryl Starrett, Delphi's former fire chief, painted a somber picture of that frigid February night, boots on the ground, hearts pounding, hoping the girls were merely cold and scared. As the day's proceedings neared a close, the defense tried one last tactic, bringing forward the timeline inconsistencies of Brad Weber. If Allen really did see Weber's white van, was there a chance more pieces were missing from this ever-mysterious puzzle? From where I'm sitting, the Delphi case feels less like a linear story and more like a dark maze filled with dead ends, sudden turns, and clues that only lead to more confusion. What stands out to me, and perhaps to many of you listening, is this unnerving question. How reliable is a confession when the mind that delivered it is in a state of collapse? Richard Allen's descent into madness isn't a mere side note. It's central to understanding how much weight to place on the words of a man who, as we've learned, was confined in a windowless cell with lights blazing 24 hours a day, his mental state disintegrating like sand slipping through fingers. Can we trust a confession uttered by someone so broken that he reportedly flushed sacred texts down toilets and committed acts that would disturb even the most hardened souls? The defense argues that he was pushed to the brink, left with nothing but madness to cling to. But what about those who claim he was faking? Dr. Monica Walla's assertion that his bizarre behavior might have been contrived leaves room for doubt. If Alan was truly playing a part, was his performance deliberate or a subconscious reaction to the stress of isolation? It's a psychological puzzle that keeps nagging at the conscience. And then there's the investigation itself. Oh, the investigation. The image of former police chief Steve Mullen squirming under defense questioning isn't one I'll soon forget. Lost audio recordings of interviews from critical early days? It's the kind of mistake that makes you wonder about the system's infallibility. How many stories were left unheard, clues forever vanished? When Brad Weber's white van reappears in Alan's confession, the layers of suspicion only thicken. Now, let's talk about those Google searches. They aren't just eerie footnotes in the case, they're critical. Searching for 65-plus best kidnapping and hostage movies and man held hostage by teen paints a disturbing picture of Alan's state of mind leading up to his arrest. But what do we make of his obsession with the Delphi case itself, repeatedly looking it up as if drawn to the crime he now stands accused of? Are these searches the digital fingerprints of a guilty conscience or the morbid curiosity of an innocent man caught in an ever-tightening web? What's undeniable is the emotional toll on the families of Abby and Libby, waiting year after year for closure. To think that crucial evidence, people's voices, memories, could simply disappear? It's a gut punch, a betrayal not only to the victims, but to justice itself. And here we are, all these years later, questioning what's left. Can we believe the official narrative if pieces are still missing? But before we take sides, let's consider the ripple effects. Every inconsistency, every misstep, opens the door wider for reasonable doubt. And doubt, as we know, is a powerful thing in a courtroom. Still, the alternative theories, whether they involve Odinist rituals or more suspects, demand credible, undeniable connections. Without that, they remain shadows on the wall, tantalizing yet insubstantial. As this trial continues, I'm left pondering one thing. Are we any closer to the truth, or are we still wandering in circles around that dark maze hoping for an exit? That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, Drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.